Hello, I'm Darren Bird, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now, unfortunately, all good things must come to an end, and this weekend will be the last Summer Tunes for this year. We've had a fabulous time across the 8 weeks, and with thousands of people turning up at four of Toowoomba's wonderful parks. So make sure you don't miss out. Make sure you get there this weekend. And Sunday from 10 a.m. until noon, Melissa Franks will have the violin in hand again, and she'll be performing down at Queen's Park. Katrina will be there providing face painting for the children. In the afternoon, the 25-piece Toowoomba Youth Big Band will entertain the Picnic Point audience, and that's from noon until 3 p.m. While singer-songwriter and the multi-instrumentalist Craig Phillips will perform at Laurel Bank Park. The Broxburn Music Club of Pittsworth will present bush ballads and country music again at Newtown Park, and that's at the State Rose Garden. So as I say, that's the last weekend for Summer Tunes, so make sure you get along and enjoy the wonderful array of music. Now, it's worth reminding that in conjunction with GPs and Queensland Health Centres, our council is offering free swine flu vaccinations, and that's through its immunisation clinic at 12 Little Street, and that's on Tuesdays from 12:30 to 4 p.m. and Wednesdays from 9:30 to 4 p.m. So if you'd like more information there, contact the clinic on 4688 6835. Regional artists are invited to submit proposals for exhibitions in the Cam Robinson Gallery from August 2010 to July 2011. For conditions and application forms, contact the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery, and that's during opening hours, by giving them a call on 4688 6652. And just remember that applications close on Friday, April 16. Now, here's a great service more and more gardeners are taking advantage of. There's free garden mulch available from the Bedford Street Waste Management Centre, and that's on the first Sunday of each month between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Residents can bring their utes or trailers, and the council staff will load the mulch for them. So the only stipulation is that loads must be covered before leaving. So that's a wonderful way to get your garden all set for winter. And speaking of gardens, community members have until 10 a.m. on Monday, March the 1st, to nominate for three committee positions and an independent chairperson on the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers Advisory Committee. Nomination forms and information is available from the website www.tcof.com.au or at the Carnival office, and that's at 4 Little Street, Toowoomba, or you can give them a call on 4688 6912. Council's next committee meeting will be held on Tuesday, March 9 and Wednesday, March 10, and that's from 9 a.m. at City Hall. Now, the public's welcome to attend these meetings, so for more information, please give Council a call on 4688 6356. Please remember there's a lot of roadworks going on around the city and across the region, so please keep an eye on those and obey the speed limits and keep an eye out for council workers. That'd be great. Council, of course, regrets any inconvenience that's caused by these works, but it certainly is helping improve our roads. As always, if you'd like more information on council's services or departments, then please visit our website, and that's www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.